This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is James Wilson, signer of the Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, said that human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that which is divine. Excuse me. Far from being rivals or enemies, the Christian faith and God's moral law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences, the study of creation, run into each other. We're going to be exposing CNN's useful idiot Jake Tapper as he cheerleads Muslims to serve in American government. Yes, you heard me rightly. Before we do that, I want to go over to our famous appeaser, Harold Watson Trey Gowdy III. He's an American attorney, politician, and former prosecutor. He currently serves as the U.S. Representative for South Carolina's 4th Congressional District. For some reason or another, the Tea Party movement has taken him on as a member, as well as the Republican Party. Again, there's no party affiliation in the Constitution. His district includes much of the upstate regions of South Carolina, including Greensville and Spartanburg. Now, I'm bringing that up because I want you to understand that in June of last year, Trey becomes the new chairman of the powerful House of Oversight Committee. Trey Gowdy becomes the new chairman of House Oversight Committee. Now, I brought this up to you several times, friends, over and over and over again, that Trey Gowdy, for some reason or another, appeases the American people. There's a brand new article out, just December 13th. Headline, Trey Gowdy goes ballistic on corrupt FBI, and it's glorious. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, is he continuously goes up the political ladder. Interestingly enough, when he's appointed to a powerful position such as the House Committee, there's literally no opposition for him to get there. And both sides of the aisle, as they say, are all about Trey Gowdy being put into position. And why would they be so adamant about appointing Trey Gowdy, who's such a bulldog when it comes to crime in government? Not. Of course, I'm being facetious. You know, keep in mind that he was the one that oversaw, along with Jason Chaffetz, he gave oversight to Benghazi. And of course, if you talk to the people that were a part of Benghazi, they believe that Jason Chaffetz was a part of the cover-up concerning what took place at Benghazi, as well as Extortion 17. And it's also of note, friends, that he's now in the most powerful position of oversight concerning government. And here you have the conservatives of the day that are going to the point of calling it a glorious moment to listen to him attack and grill, as they like to say, those that are caught in their crimes. Now, I think it's of note, America, that you also take note of the fact that outside of the grilling, it goes no further. And as I said earlier, for some reason or another, there's no opposition when he climbs the political ladder, and both sides of the aisle are all about Trey Gowdy becoming the most powerful of those of that oversee the House committee. Why is that? Because they know, as well as you do, that Trey Gowdy is going to do nothing more than put on a show for the American people to appease you and me. Do you remember that during the Benghazi investigations? Do you remember when he was confronting Hillary Clinton? Did anybody see any prosecutions, any indictments come forward? No, I didn't see him either. And it's interesting, we see a history of these guys that are hailed by the conservative movement as those that are there to watch the gate and to prosecute the criminals. No, they want Trey there because they know that Trey is not going to prosecute either side of the aisle. And I'll tell you what, Trey Gowdy has delivered over and over and over again, only to exhibit and prove my point to a T. Listen carefully to Trey Gowdy here, friends. This is the glorious moment, I guess, grilling General Rosenstein as he testifies before lawmakers. Listen to this carefully.
A lot of issues that I would like to ask you about, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. We had a terrorist incident in New York this week. We have 702 reauthorization that is pending in Congress. Gun violence, the opioid epidemic, criminal justice reform. But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. They're going to ask me what in the heck is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold...
Now, I want to, folks, play some of that audio for you so you can understand what the conservatives called a glorious moment. That was it. The six-minute video, he goes on concerning the crimes of those that are responsible for committing the crimes, those that have been entrusted by we the people to serve we the people through delegated authority to them people to serve us by magnifying the law that they themselves are responsible for actually tearing down and violating and transgressing 1 John 3:4. But it's a glorious moment whenever Trey Gowdy or Daryl Issa, once again, or Jason Chaffetz, who's no longer there, friends. By the way, I don't know if you've ever taken the time to see what happens when these guys go back to face their constituents. And if you haven't ever seen it, there's a reason you haven't, because they don't want you to see that people are very angry with their lack of resolve. But here we have the most powerful individual on oversight of the House committee, where the conservatives again are once again being appeased, folks, to their own demise, calling it a glorious moment as he grills the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Now, on the bottom of this article, it says, God, he's good. Now, listen carefully. It says, it's obviously heartbreaking to watch our country descend into a third world country level of political chaos. Well, let me ask you something, he who wrote this article. Why are you falling into a third world country level of political chaos? Because you don't have those in government actually enforcing the laws against them that are appointed to do so.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth. And my Facebook is Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd also like to call in, please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about CNN's useful idiot Jake Tapper as he cheerleads Muslims to serve in American government. Yes, you heard me correctly. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, President Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Right on and right on. During the first segment, I was quickly revealing the conservatives, yesterday's liberals is what they are today, friends, where they wrote an article on Trey Gowdy as he goes ballistic on corrupt FBI. Isn't that interesting? All right, put on that show. Come on, do nothing but talk big, Brother Gowdy, because that's all you deliver is talk big with no resolve. I mean, he's been appointed to the most powerful position concerning House Committee and Oversight without virtually any opposition to get in from either aisle, as they call it, to get in position. Now, why is it that they wouldn't be worried about a guy that really cares about the freedoms of America concerning his position to enforce the law against crime? Because they know he's not going to do that. That's why they're so adamant about putting Trey Gowdy into position, in a very powerful position concerning oversight in the House Committee. But this article states, Trey Gowdy goes ballistic on corrupt FBI, and it's glorious. I played a little audio for you. That was the glorious moment, I guess. It went on for another 5 minutes. And it was nothing but Trey Gowdy calling out the crimes of those that have been entrusted to serve we the people. And he's done nothing but grill them. And the conservatives of the day are okay with that. At the very end of the article, this is what I was highlighting during the end of the first segment. God, they said, he's good. It's obviously So obviously heartbreaking to watch our country, said the author of this article, descend into a third world country and a level of a third world country and into political chaos. But I do find some solace knowing we've got a few good and competent people like Trey Gowdy on our side. And there is the deception right there, America. He's nothing more than an actor and an appointed appeaser to put the American people back to sleep. Because after all, they know better than you do. Friends, he's done absolutely nothing when it comes to bring about the resolve. No law enforcement, no prosecutions, no indictments. Folks, concerning those that have continuously violated and committed even the act of treason against we the people, and you have conservatives praising this guy? Wow, America. Wow. Notice again, they ended the article with, it's obviously heartbreaking to watch our country. What does the Bible say? To those that forsake God, he'll turn that nation into hell. Well, that's what you've done. It's obviously heartbreaking to watch our country descend into a third world country and the level of a third world country and political chaos. What does chaos ensue? Because there's no enforcement of law. That's why. That's exactly why. Matter of fact, if I can bring you over to Rome really quick. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let me ask you the question. How did Rome fall? That endless wars, just like America. Wasteful spending, just like America. Unpaid debt, just like America. And by the way, our forefathers didn't establish this. This is what you've allowed to take place concerning your political system in this country. Unpaid debt is why Rome fell. Government tyranny is why Rome fell. Currency manipulation is why Rome fell. Greedy politicians is why Rome fell. And let me put it into a nutshell for you. It tells us in Psalm 9:16 that it was a promise by God that, again, if you forget the Lord, he will turn that nation into hell. And concerning Rome and why it fell, it was only a promise fulfilled by the God of heaven that those that want to dare the justice of God, they finally get the response, and then they wonder why it took place. Now, I'm not going to go to any isolated scripture concerning what's going on in America, but at any time you'd like to get your spiritual leader to call in and confront me on this topic, I would greatly appreciate it, because I am here contending for the faith that was once delivered unto us. Read Jude 1 when you get a moment. But when I go over to Jeremiah 5, I can see this all over the place. When I read the book of Jeremiah, that prophet, that lone prophet that was going forth, telling the people to repent or else, Matthew 3, 2, though I am in the book of Jeremiah, remember that his disciples, when asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? People said that he was like Jeremiah, one of the old prophets. Isn't that interesting? But when I go to Jeremiah 5 and I read the book of Jeremiah, I can see it's very similar to that of what we see in America today. There is no doubt America is under judgment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, don't sit there and tell me, Bradley, I just can't stand that. Well, listen, I don't like it any more than you do, but the fact of the matter is the resolve falls to you and your responsibility, and you are obligated before God to right the wrongs. And that comes through Acts 20, verse 21, when you repent towards God, put your faith in Jesus Christ, and begin to build the old waste places. And isn't it interesting that when you look in Scripture and you see those that were truly saved by the Spirit of God, that were born again, John 3, 3, throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, isn't it interesting? They were the ones that were building the old waste places. Did you catch what I just said? They were the ones that were building that which was destroyed. And that's exactly what we're doing on this show. You got to understand that judgment to the righteous floats their boat. What am I talking about? Do you remember when Noah was warning the people and they were scoffing and they were mocking Noah as he was commanded by God to build that boat? What did they do? They all stood around the boat, you can rest assured, and they mocked him. That is, until it began to rain, and Noah and his family got inside of the boat, and what happened? Men were wasted, and so were animals, and anything that had breath, all because of the wickedness of man, God destroyed it. But keep in mind, for Noah and his family, judgment floated his boat. They weren't destroyed. Those that refused to take heed to the word of the Lord were destroyed. Now, going back to Jeremiah, I want you to listen carefully. This is what the Lord said. Run to and fro through the streets, and see now and know and seek in broad places thereof if you can find. Listen to this. This is the Lord's command to Jeremiah. See if you can find a man. He said, a man, one man. And then he said, if there be any that executed the judgment that seeketh the truth, he said, I'll pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely, like 78% of the people in this country. Oh, yeah, we believe in the Lord, but they live according to the devil in a reprobate state. In verse 3, it says in Jeremiah 5, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. That's right. That's what's going on. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. And isn't it interesting that America, all scripture is given by God for what? It's all been inspired by God, the doctrine of God, for reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. And if you dare correct anybody, you won't hear from them again a day in your life. Because you're judgmental. No, it's called love. And if you fall into the other side of this sword, you walk in a fiend, a counterfeit love, which is fallen. And it's false love, and it's not love at all. Because real love is the fulfilling of the law of God. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If I'm going over the end of the cliff and someone dare correct me that I'm going over the end of the cliff, instead of thanking them, you're angry with them. And that's exactly what people take on concerning the things of God's word. Instead of looking at the Lord and understanding that he gave his law because he loves, well, they take it as, well, it's being judgmental. Well, it doesn't matter. The law condemns. The gospel, if you believe it, justifies. Don't ever forget it. And also keep in mind, it's the law of the Lord that is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, and in Galatians 3:24, wherefore it's the law that's our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law does us a great favor because what it does is it detects the corruption within us in grace justifies if you believe, period. Going on, verse 4, Jeremiah 5. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. Poor means the destitute of the righteousness of Christ. They are foolish, said the Lord. For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. And therein lies the problem right there. And yet you have this written virtually on every, folks, not only on your state preambles, but civil buildings throughout the United States of America. A couple weeks ago, I shared with you how I wanted to go into a local town about 25 minutes away, and I wanted to see what was on their court building. And sure enough, the first thing I see is John Locke, one of the founders, along with Charles V. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, with his quote right on the outside before I walk into that court building. It said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And it's the same quote that I see at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota in the same chambers concerning the Supreme Court justices with a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law of God. So America, what we need to do is understand that justice guards our liberty. And if we don't want justice, we're going to lose our freedoms. And that's exactly what's happening because we tolerate the likes of appeasers Trey Gowdy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking out loud. I'm going to play some audio here for you from Jake Tapper and a congressman that worked with Roy Moore. In just a moment, I played it for you last week, but I want to do a little exposition on it today. But I was just thinking about a radio affiliates guy said that Bradley really pushes the envelope. And, you know, I just got to say this. You know, if I'm guilty of pushing what I know to be true, you would think instead of praise, instead of scorn, you'd think that praise would be due. And I'm not looking for praise or accolade of men or approbation of men whatsoever. I never have. If I did, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I desire the approbation and the approval of God, period. End of story. But it reminded me of Nathan Hale. You know, he was caught as a spy during the foundation of our country during the Revolutionary War. And again, his name was Nathan Hale. And his last words before he was hung by the British as a traitor, interestingly enough, he said the only regret that he had is he didn't have another life to sacrifice for his country. And I think about the fact that life is but a vapor and we only have one opportunity, and it's now. Our short lives. You ask anybody 70, 80, 90 years old what it was like when they were 5, 10 years old, they'll say it was just like yesterday. And Scripture also tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 that knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We're playing with not only what's going on in the present in our country, but we're also playing with our future state, our souls, before God. And I don't think that one can be too adamant. I mean, when you look at the veterans that fought, bled, and died, those that are 6 feet under the ground, are they pushing the envelope? You better bet your bottom dollar they pushed the envelope to the point where they sacrificed their all so we could remain a free people. That's what I'm after in Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Without rambling on concerning that point, it was just a thought that I had during the break because I'm constantly engaged in what I'm doing here on the radio and in ministry. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go back from last week. We had Jake Tapper, CNN's useful idiot, and that's what he is, friends. And by the way, this isn't name-calling. It's just a fact. He's a useful idiot. That's what Vladimir Lenin called him. But if you listen to Jake Tapper, you can see that he's cheerleading Muslims to serve an American government. Now, I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, and I'll play it once. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what
provision of the Constitution? Because you have to swear on the Bible. When you are before, I had to do it. I'm an elected official, three terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law.
He's standing there and gasping.
You don't know that?
He's taken back.
All right, Ted Crockett.
I don't know. I know that Donald Trump did it when we made him president.
Because he's Christian and he picked it. That's what he wanted.
Oh, thank you, all-knowing Jake Tapper. But, sir, you are completely ignorant of your foundations and what your founding forefathers truly established. Now, before we get going on this topic, before we get into the pith and marrow of this important topic of countering, once again, one of CNN's useful idiots, namely that of Jake Tapper, concerning a religious test, because he kept talking about the law, the law, the law. I'm going to bring you to the law. We need to first understand that religion to the forefathers always fell underneath the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Lutherans. The Catholics, the Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Methodist, Wesleyan, Baptist, so on and so forth. Not Hindu, Islam, Buddhist. I just shared with you during the last segment, friends, when you go into civil buildings, what do you see? You see Moses awaiting God's divine commandments in Minnesota. You see Christian quotes all over the buildings. You see those that serve we the people put their hand on the Bible. As a matter of fact, when you're caught or if you're being questioned concerning the crime in court, they make you put your hand on a Bible before you give answers concerning the crime. And going back to those that serve we the people, you put your hand on the Bible. Because by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Period. 1 John 2, chapter 5. So for Jake Tapper to suggest that anybody can serve in the United States of America because there is no religious test required, well, let's put that into perspective. So would it be okay for a Hindu to serve we the people? Because he would be working for people over where? In those countries, namely in India. Or Islam? I mean, we've just seen in the state of Minnesota, outside of Keith Ellison, who's a complete traitor to we the people, friends, in so many fronts, they advocate that which works against our constitutional republic. Furthermore, they have a new representative, they call her, in Minnesota, that actually wanted to give insurance benefits to those in Minnesota that went over into the Middle East and fought on the behalf of ISIS, and if they lost their lives, insurance companies would have to pay their families. Is that working for the American way? Or what if a Buddhist, would they work for the American way? Absolutely not. And then Jake Tapper telling U.S. congressmen who swore in to serve we the people on three different occasions with his hand on the Bible, tells them you didn't have to use a Bible. Well, then, Jake, who are they loyal to? If they're not loyal to God, how can they be loyal to me and you? Now, as you can see, Jake Tapper from CNN made reference in question to Roy Moore's comments that a Muslim should not be allowed to be a member of Congress, asking why. Under what constitutional provision? How about a little common sense, brother from another mother? Let me ask you, friends. And I would ask Jake Tapper if he's tuning in today. What, some representatives uphold our enumerated laws and some can go ahead and transgress and destroy at will, and that's supposed to be accepted by we the people? We didn't delegate authority to Muslims to serve we the people. We didn't receive our rights from them, nor did we receive them from the state to serve the state. We received our rights from God to remain a liberated people as we magnify His law. They're not there to magnify God's law. They're there to work against God's moral law. Just ask them. And by the way, it's also interesting to take note, friends, that foreigners from all over the world come to Washington, D.C. because they want to know why we are called the light of the world. They want to know what makes America so great. And when they go to Washington, D.C., they go to Thomas Jefferson's rotunda, George Washington's coffin, where you see scripture reference about the resurrection and the life. And you go to Thomas Jefferson and talking about how God, who gave us liberties, is inscripted up on the walls. And they see God in the Mosaic Institution everywhere. And then they go over to Arlington Cemetery, where they get to behold all the Christian crosses over the heads of those that fought fighting against tyranny, we're told. So where is Jake Tapper in CNN going off, assailing who we are, suggesting that anybody and everybody can serve we the people? And furthermore, it's my understanding that since September 11, 2001, we have a Islamic problem worldwide. And Jake Tapper from CNN's asking the question as to why, what constitutional provision do you see that a Muslim cannot serve we the people? Are you kidding me? We need to send Jake Tapper and CNN and all of its useful idiots over to the Middle East so they can understand and they'll learn real quick. But again, Jake Tapper questioning Roy Moore's comment that a Muslim should not be allowed to be a member of Congress, asking why, and then going on and saying what constitutional provision? You know, it's interesting too, friends, that when you look at the very end of the Constitution, and I make reference to this because it's important that you hear it. And at the very end of the Constitution of the United States, it talks about in the year of our Lord. And of course, when you go over to the Declaration of Independence, you know that it makes four references, the laws of nature and nature's God. And then it talks about how we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator and how our founding forefathers sought the supreme judge of the world and that they also sought divine providence. And it's interesting, too, if people take the time to go back and actually read the Mayflower Compact, maybe you would shut your mouth. And maybe you wouldn't look so foolish when you study out your forefathers, which you are one to promulgate and to blow in the wind that we came from a bunch of pilgrims. Well, we did in a way. But the fact of the matter is, our forefathers didn't call them pilgrims. They were called the saints. And when you read the Mayflower Compact, Jake Tapper, and you other useful idiots out there, you might want to take some time before you open your mouth and stick both feet in them to know what you're talking about. And you might want to take some time and study out the Matrix of Liberty as well, which is right next to the Mayflower, the replica ship over there in Massachusetts, friends. The very end of the Constitution, done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states, present the 17th day of September, the year of our Lord, 1787, and I can go on and on. I'm not going to prove what's right. I mean, folks, this is a prime example of you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to. I don't care if they see it. It comes to a point where they willfully ignore it and they willfully close their eyes as to which is right in front of them. And then it's interesting to note that these are the same people that want to blame Christians for the wickedness in the world. That's like blaming, hey folks, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. And again, friends, I don't want to go with them. I just shared with you in question what some representatives uphold our enumerated laws and some can transgress and destroy, and we're supposed to just allow them to serve we the people, and that's somehow permissible. But this is what Jake Tapper, CNN's useful idiot, is saying. I'm going to come right back and we're going to continue on, friends. This is what Jake said. This is what CNN is teaching you. And folks, it's all revision and stupidity. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sam, can I get you to go ahead and play that again real quick? This is an exchange going between a congressman and CNN's useful idiot Jake Tapper, who cheerleads Muslims to serve an American government. Yes, believe it or not. Go ahead and play that, Sam, whenever you're ready.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision of the Constitution?
Because you have to swear on the Bible. When you are before, I had to do it. I'm an elected official, three terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear
Listen to this guy.
Really, I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law.
Okay, so friends, if they're not serving the God that established and given us our rights to establish what we have today, then who would you want serving? I mean, according to him, it doesn't matter who or what they put their hand on. I mean, if they put their hand on the book of Satan, are you going to be okay with that? Because it's pretty close when we're talking about other religions here, friends. I mean, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And there's people out there, instead of doing their due diligence, they listen to what the likes of these propagandists are promulgating, and then they take it on as if it's gospel. And then you wonder why America, why your country's being given over. Folks, the Bible says in the state of judgment that you'll be made the tail and they'll be made the head concerning the foreigner. Read Deuteronomy 28. Read verse 43. They'll be over and you will be under. And folks, that's exactly what's happening right now. Your politicians are selling out to them at every turn. And this, you know. And you're seeing the useful idiots in the media that call themselves journalists attempting to dummy down the American people to accept whatever it is that they say through their interpretation. And it's all revised is really what it is. And it's not accidental, friends. Here's a guy named Siraj. I'm not going to say his last name because I'm not going to give him airtime in the sense of causing people to go do their due diligence to know who he is. But he's a Muslim in the United States. For some reason or another, he's been given a pass to go ahead and raise up a people that will war against we, the people, the infidels. But Siraj says if only Muslims were cleverly political, they could take over the United States and replace its constitutional government with a caliphate. And here you have news anchors, useful idiots, trying to get you to believe and help advocate their very cause concerning the caliphate. Now, let's counter this lunacy. This is Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He's the guy that said, "And let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality cannot be maintained without Christian religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect the national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Of course not, because it's Jesus on a personal level, and America as a nation of people, one nation under God, right, that liberates us. The God of the Mosaic Institution through Jesus Christ, to whom the Son makes free, is free indeed. I mean, maybe the Muslim cheerleader and this useful idiot, Jake Tapper from CNN, has mysteriously conjured up that them that mean to conquer and destroy this country have the freedom to do so. Apparently, Mr. Tapper does not realize, again, that his freedoms come from one God, nationally and personally, and his son, Jesus Christ, John 8:36, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, I know, because people, even in this country, to put it in parallel, believe that freedom of speech entails everything. You can go ahead and do and say whatever you want to say concerning your speech, and it's legal. You are incorrect. You are completely incorrect. It's not legal to lie. It's not legal to use the media as a resource to commit jihad the way that the useful idiots in the media have. And continuously do, because the American people don't understand that it's illegal. But going over to freedom of religion, now, according to many ignorant Americans, this now means whatever they want it to mean, and that to their own demise. I thought a simulation had something to do with the process of taking those from without and causing them to be a part of who we are within. A vetting process, a test to pass before you can become an American to assimilate to our ways, not us to their ways. Just recently we were in a small town outside of where I live. So it's kind of a city. I think they got a population of 50,000 people. They have a Muslim influx. And there's this store that we continuously drive by every time we go there. Now, keep in mind, just recently there was a Muslim at Crossroads who wanted to go ahead and test his steel. And he took two knives and he walked around the mall and started stabbing people at will. And what he didn't know is that there was an off-duty cop there. You can watch it online, by the way. It's in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at Crossroads Mall. You can watch the video. But the cop shot him down and let him bleed out. Good. But interesting, every time we go by this certain portion of where these people live, you can see that they brought their culture with them, because everything they do, if you think for some reason that they're going to come from their country and change who they are as they mean to conquer the United States of America, you've got another thing coming. You can see the culture goes with them. And you have politicians demanding that you change for them rather than them assimilate to our way and our culture in the United States of America. But again, this is what Jake Tapper is attempting to advocate through his propaganda. Freedom of religion does not mean what you want it to mean. And if you think it does, rest assured, again, that's to your own demise. Read Proverbs 26, verse 27. Even when it runs antithetical to our constitutional republic, which is based upon the Mosaic institution called common law. Now listen, though they be afforded asylum, namely to them that are processed into American society by being properly vetted, as I said, to assimilate to our ways of life, we need to keep in mind common sense does come into play here. First, it's clear that our rights come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Secondly, remember that our right giver did not give us a right to transgress his law, 1 John 3:4, and serve other gods. Exodus 20, verse 3 through 5. Furthermore, America is a self-professed Christian nation, and to do otherwise will bring about war within the gates. And that's exactly what you're going to see. Judges 5, 8. We just heard the great appeaser, Trey Gowdy, during the first segment talk about that terror attack in New York there. And isn't it interesting? Did you know that he also said to Donald Trump, you failed to protect your people? You have a foreigner that tried to kill as many people, a Muslim, tried to kill as many people as he possibly could, blurt out the truth in his confusion. The bureaucracies that have been created since September 11th are aimed at you, America, not at them. Doors are wide open for them to come in, and we just found this out through sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. They're at the same numbers now as to where Barack Hussein Obama was concerning illegals coming from the Middle East into the United States. In other words, you've been failed again. You've been duped again by ill-designing men. Now, Jake Tapper then goes on in his reprobate mind to tell the guests that you don't actually have to swear in on a Christian Bible. You can swear in on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that, he said. Is that the example set before us from the American founders of this country? Absolutely not. Here are part of some of the oaths of affirmation in America before one could serve we the people. This is, and I'm just going to give you one, there's several, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office before they could serve. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed be forevermore. Then I got Pennsylvania's Constitution, Massachusetts, North Carolina's, and the list goes on. There's 44 in 1892. There's 44 oaths that were similar to what I'm reading off right now. 44 states. Every state in our union acknowledges God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the United States today. What is Jake talking about? It doesn't matter. He's been indoctrinated. And finally, Jake Tapper stated that it's not the law to swear in the Christian Bible. You can swear in on anything that you want to. Just think of that. This mentality leaves to the lawless representatives and constituents that we are not accountable nor obligated to uphold the laws of the lawgiver, which maintains our freedom, which feeds into a system of anarchy while giving power to the state. Jake Tapper clearly has an evolutionary view of government, period. Period. That the state is sovereign and whatever they say goes. You are incorrect, sir. Before they serve, those that work in the state serve, they put their hand in a Bible, swearing to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, against all enemies. That means there's an affirmation on their part that our rights came from God, even those that work in the state. Now, I did go to the law, and it says in Article 6, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Now, we love you by what we do. We'll pick it up on the morrow. See ya.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.